Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Matter Glad, Monday night, live on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. You can either call in or you can listen. If you have anything you're mad about or things that you're glad about, we'd like to have more glad than mad, but usually it's the other way around because people have to struggle with all this stuff, you know. Now, one thing that I have observed and discovered are these debit cards, bank cards, food cards, any kind of card that is plastic, you know, the Visa cards, anything that you receive to dispense money or goods or services, whatever it is, you must be able to read the card, all right? That's the law. You can't send somebody a card that they can't read. I mean, that's common sense, you know? But yet they do it to millions of us who are blind and disabled. Now, here's something that's very interesting. If, you know, I don't know how many blind people there are in this country, but it's got to be in the millions, right? And a lot of them read Braille, all right? Now, if we, Inner Sight, were to get a sponsor, let's say, to pay for the Brailling of every card that you carry, right? You wouldn't have to pay for it. In other words, you'd put the Braille on it. It would be free. It wouldn't work. We can't do that. Their machines are not set up for that. You see how they get us? Even if you make it a project and get every card brailled, it's not going to work because the machine is not set up for that. So, what's the answer? You know what the Inner Sight answer is? Until they fix all that, to make it so everybody can read it, we shouldn't have to pay for a damn thing. They should pay us for having to go through it. You know? Then the stupid Chase Bank, a lawsuit a while back with the late Joe Arion was part of it, assistant director of Inner Sight, and they didn't remedy the problem. They didn't make it so you could put your card in the machine and use it like everybody else and read the card. They put an envelope over the card. You know? Now, what the hell good is that? Suppose you have 3-4 cards. How do you know which card goes in and which card stays out? You can't read the damn card. This is typical of the way we're treated, because there's no damn enforcement of the law. With all the crap they got today, all the damn technology they got today, it could very easily be solved, because now they're going to have to, now they would have to refurnish all these damn machines. Well, that's their own fault. See? But at every counter, there should be a printout on the counter, on the device on the counter, a Braille and or capital print. So that covers a blind person and a deafblind person. Then for those who can't read Braille and for those who might not know, I mean, well, you could learn to read capital print and Braille, all right? But there should be sound, too, coming out of the machine. If somebody wants that alternative, they can operate better with that. Every store, every establishment should have that. They should have initiated that when they put the damn computers in, when they put the machines in. And they didn't. So now you got a bigger mess. on communicating with you with your plastic card, because you don't have the machines are not equipped to accept Braille on the cards. And that's the way we're treated. That's part of where the hell is the ADA protecting us with that? That does not protect a person when you put Braille outside a card on a sleeve, and this person and most people carry 3-4 cards. And now there's new cards issued to many seniors with a little bit of benefits they're giving us. Big deal. They owe us a hell of a lot more.
That's true.
So there you have it. Even if you wanted to remedy the situation without passing a law, you couldn't do it. Because the Braille will not work in the machine. I was told that when we were fighting to get Braille on the cards for the scat buses. All right, we had to fight for that, and they put Braille on it. But with that card, you're not using a machine. It's just an ID card.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Fine.
Now you come down to a situation where you've got to put the card in a machine. It's a whole nother story. You know? And then, you know, who here's another situation that I might try sometime. If I put Braille on my card, somebody reads it to me, and I Braille it, and I go to the store or whatever it is, and here's my card, who's going to get in trouble? They're going to say the card is no good. What are all these bumps on the card? The card is now destroyed.
Frank?
Yeah, engineer, what?
Hi, we have a caller whenever you get a chance, okay? Who wants to speak
all right.
with you.
Man, a glad Monday. And caller on the line. All right. Inner Sight, hello, you're live.
1 second, hold on.
All right.
Shoot.
Take
wait,
the,
wait.
Suzanne has our engineer has a problem tonight.
It's Teresa.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Oh, not so good, Frank.
Well, we
not
got a
so
bad
good.
Connection. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Frank.
Oh, all right. All right,
yes.
Teresa and her boyfriend, Gene, beautiful people, I know them for many, many years, are homeless, and they're living in a motel, you know. And they have to pay for that, right? You have to pay rent for that, right?
Yes, because social services won't help me, Frank.
How much is the rent?
$143 a day.
$143 a day?
Yes.
Damn, that's times 7?
And then on the weekend... But then I get free nights when I have my...
That's almost $1,000 a week.
But I'm on a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, but that's not gonna... I doubt very much if you're gonna take in that kind of money. How did you become homeless?
Well, my landlord died.
Yeah.
I was living at 100 Buffalo Avenue, and what's that lady's name? Oh God!
Well,
oh, Daddy.
They do.
Daddy was taking care of the cats, and
yeah,
she got inherited the house. She sold the house to these contractors, and that's why
right.
now I had to leave. And
Kevin
now
let me ask you something. You're disabled. Gene, is Gene also disabled, right?
Well, he's retired, but he has a hearing problem.
Right, but does he get a disability check?
No, he gets a retirement check.
Oh, all right.
I don't get disability check no more. I'm in a retirement now, because I'm 67.
Yeah. All right, but you're both disabled. Well, you're disabled. Right.
Yeah, I have anxiety. I'm on doctor's care meds.
Now, let me ask you, did you get any help at all from any agencies? And when I say help, I mean money, financial help.
No.
You got nothing.
Charities don't give nothing. What's that other place? United Way don't give nothing. I went to the churches. They don't give nothing.
Yeah. And there's plenty of money in those places.
They say they don't have it.
Yeah, we all know. Well, I don't believe that. If they don't have it, all right, I'll give them that. They can certainly raise it. Did they try to raise money to help you?
No.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on the GoFundMe page.
Did they help you?
Me.
Did they contribute to the GoFundMe? Did they do anything?
Oh, I didn't ask them to.
Why not? I would have. So here, this is the problem. This is the situation. The agencies do not help people the way they should. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, if they're under contract by the government, they have to sign a contract that they will not fundraise or raise money. Most agencies, you know. And that's the problem. That's why we can't get any help. There should be a law that says that the agencies in your community must reach out and help you, and they can make money on it. They can fundraise. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But there's no law like that. And that's why thousands and thousands of people are going through what you're going through. You shouldn't have to pay for that hotel. The damn agency should pay for it.
But which agency?
Well, whatever agency corresponds with your disability. You have a mental disability, right?
Yeah, but I go to my family doctor. I don't go to a regular psychiatrist.
But you do have a disability. Whatever disability you have, there's agencies connected to that disability that's supposed to help you. They should be paying for that damn hotel.
All right, do you know an agency that could do that?
No, none of them. That's what I'm saying.
I don't. I don't know any agency. Family Service League won't help.
Hold on, we have a problem. Engineer, you there? Hello, engineer.
Frank, you can hear me.
I just got it back. I'm so sorry. My hands are shaking too much.
I just got a 90-second warning.
Warning? 90-second warning?
Yeah. Now I got a 60-second. What the hell's going on? And sorry, Teresa. What's going on?
My hands are shaking like anything.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
The show's going to go off.
I know.
Teresa, we have a technical problem. I'm very sorry.
Frank, can you mention my GoFundMe on your
Yeah, account? Say it.
All right, I need help on GoFundMe. My name is Teresa and Jean, homeless. Please go on there. You'll see a picture of me and him. Please help. Give them whatever you want, $5, $10, whatever the amount is. I appreciate it.
And you can call in any time you want and mention it.
All right. Well, could you mention it to them?
All right. Thank you, Teresa. Call back tomorrow night.
All right. Could you mention it to them, too?
We're
going to
get kicked off the air. We there's a technical problem here.
All right.
Suzanne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, could Could you tell
can you
them
fix this damn
that
thing
I mention
what?
It and they can help
no,
me?
No, I'd have to delete it and redo it again.
No.
Thank
yeah,
and my
you,
hands
Teresa.
Are very
I'm
bad.
Sorry about this. We have a technical problem.
All right, because I'm on a calling card.
Yes, I'll call in any night you want.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, bye. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Is the show going to go off?
It is, yes. Plus 15 minutes, it'll go
all right,
off. My hands are badly shaking.
Can I just say it again about the GoFundMe? Quick.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm on GoFundMe. My name is Teresa and Jean. Teresa and Jean on GoFundMe. There's pictures of me and him. You can give whatever amount you want to give. I appreciate it very much.
All right.
$5 or $10. Or whatever they want to give.
Yeah, more if they can.
Yeah. Could you mention it to
pay
them?
For that $143 a night you got to pay.
Wow.
All right, Frank.
That's crazy.
Could you mention it to them for me?
What?
Can
you
mention
it
someday?
For me?
Yeah, I will.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Now, wait a minute. Teresa, you got to hang up right now.
All right,
thank
bye.
You.
All right, you're welcome, bye. Thank you for helping me.
Clear the board.
Hold up.
Now, what's going on with the show? Is the show still on?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Then how come I got those signals?
I don't know. My hands are hurting, too, with this shaking. I wish
well, how
I
do
could.
You know we're still on the air?
Because it says, you know, it's in a red color, and it says on air.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have to go by the clock.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, where you see a great, beautiful presence of Milton the Guide Dog, and we're planning a big event for July to honor Milton, the anniversary of his death, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school here in Smithtown, New York. I, for one, and I'm sure many others, are very, very disturbed that we have to live in a county where a guide dog was murdered and the people essentially got away with it. So we're working on putting together justice for Milton and Michelle. Looks like that's going to be the title of it, in July on the anniversary of the death of Milton. All right, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 for the catering. Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle are good friends. And thank you so much for being a part of Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate it. All right, let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. And by the way, this month is the anniversary of the death of Corey Foster, the kid who was killed at that horrible school in Yonkers. So I'm sure that we'll be addressing that around the middle of the month. I think it's around the 18th of April. Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight. Remind you. Thank you for that. All right, let's see. We're brought to you by Third Eye Insight, where you can learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape. Devin Fernandez, my buddy on that. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. You can call Devin for the details, how it operates and where they practice and all that. All right, Third Eye Insight. You need dog food, cat food, Nobody's starved on Long Island. It's a good place to call. You can get it for free. Dog food, cat food, animal food. 631-484-3085. You speak to Gary on about the dog food. Again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. And thank you, Gary, for keeping that thing going. A lot of people need it. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, one of our sponsors. We thank them. 631-880-7929. And we'll be partnering up with them on the nursing home news conference coming up. Should be sometime this month, we hope. There's a couple of things that Silo had to get out of the way first, so I'll try to find out this week if that's been taken care of. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, they're starting a new psychiatric clinic at Silo. You go on their website, you see the information, or call them at 631-880-7929 to find out when the clinic opens. I'm sure a lot of people will want to be a part of that. All right, Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. We now have Inner Sight officially registered in Montana. We're working on the same in Texas and Massachusetts. So then we'll be in, let's see, Montana, Texas, Massachusetts, New York, four states. And we have the potential of going into Illinois. It'll be five states being registered and being able to reach out to people. You know, and because our show is national, we can help people all over the country. So Inner Sight, moving forward to help people to change a very harsh system that burdens millions of us, including the taxpayers. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. And Thursday we'll usually pick a subject and concentrate on that. Friday's the funnies. Don't forget Friday night funnies coming up on Inner Sight. Let's see, what else we got? Akita Rescue, Big East. Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And the Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. You need to get in touch with them that way. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And again, that phone number, 609-388-7004. We thank them for all their help and for rescuing the beautiful Akitas. All right, Inner Sight around the world. This is Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about. And let me just remind people, you just heard Teresa on the show. They've become homeless, living in a motel, a hotel. $143 a night. Now, that's a disgrace that with all this money that's allocated to help the disabled, all the agencies that get millions and millions of dollars, that people who are disabled have to pay for that. All right. The agencies should be reaching out. The government should pay half to give people a chance to find a place. And the social service should still pay for a place, an apartment for them, you know, the month rent and security and so on and so forth. Remember, the inner sight philosophy and belief, the government owes us who are disabled. They owe us for every single dwelling that is not accessible. There's no excuse as to why things weren't made accessible. Disabled people have been around for thousands and thousands of years. They just overlooked us and tossed us aside. And now they've created a law with no enforcement and no money behind it. How can you make things accessible with no money? At least if the agencies raised funds to make things accessible and the ADA had enforcement, more things and dwellings and buildings and everything else would be under construction to be made accessible. I mean, you have plenty of buildings going up, you know. How do you know that all of them are going to be made accessible if there's no enforcement of the law? There should be enforcement. All right, inner sight, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And we had a little technical problem earlier. It seems like we have overcome that. 826, New York, Monday, man, I'm glad. And anything that is on your mind in terms of if you're mad about or glad about. All right. So you hear the presidential candidates raising money now, millions and millions of dollars, just to buy ads, you know. Now, why does the president of the United States, or even Mr. Trump, former president, why do they need money to be publicized? They don't need any money to be publicized. All they got to do is pick up the phone, you know, or click it, or whatever you want to call it. And you know, they're public relations people, and they're in the news. They're in the news every day. They don't need money for that. Now, what should be, you know, and as you know, Inner Sight is definitely a dreamer organization, because this would be a miracle, what I'm about to say. What should be is, they want to raise money, fine. Half the money should go to demonstrating what they're going to do as an elected official, in this case, President of the United States. Half the money should be used to help people right now. You know, you want to be president, you're raising money, show me what you're going to do. See, that should be the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people don't need all this money. I mean, it's ridiculous. First of all, they're very wealthy people to begin with, you know. And why shouldn't they spend their own money to be elected without having to raise money? I think they should, because what are they doing for us? I guarantee you that whoever gets elected, now this I'm going to make this a, this is a guarantee, whoever gets elected we'll still be wasting billions of dollars on these damn-ass nursing homes. I guarantee it. And that's why, that one reason right there is why they should spend their own money instead of raising money and using it to advertise, I want to be president. I mean, it's crazy. It's ridiculous. They don't need money for that. You know, all they got to do is, in fact, it would be better, I believe, if they would create news stories on people that they're helping. Look what I did. Look, I helped so and so. So and so needed. Let's take Milton for instance. All right. I'm the president of the United States. I insisted that this school become licensed, this guide dog school, and replace the dog that died in their premise, in their care. You know? And I, as president, will pay for the training of that dog, if necessary. Now look at the news story that would make. All right? And look at how Mr. Biden would be honored. Every dog lover in this country would vote for him. That's a lot of people, man. They would all vote for him if he did something like that. And that's only one story. How about all the others that they could reach out to and say, hey, I want to be president. I'm not going to raise millions and millions of dollars to put an ad on television to tell you that. You know that. I'm going on the 6 o'clock news. I'm going to tell you. I'll go on every few nights or whatever it is. You know? And go on there and say, you know, I'd like to bring out so-and-so who we are helping, and this is a demonstration of what we're going to do for this problem. You know, take the homeless, for instance. All right. We got so-and-so an apartment. We want to mandate the agencies to raise money to establish housing funds for people. We're going to start with the disabled because we owe the disabled. See? And a fund would be the... If Teresa and Jean, well, you heard Teresa on the show at the outlet. If Teresa and Jean had a fund, because she's disabled, set up, she wouldn't be homeless. She could have gone and gotten another place, and the agencies could have made money on that by helping her establish the fund and contributing to it, and the government could put up half. That would solve the problem. That's not making somebody rich. It's just giving them the money to operate because they're going to be homeless. It's a horrible, horrible system the way they set it up. And it's got to change. And that's what Inner Sight is about. If you have any situation, we'd love to hear it. 213-816-1650. Man, a glad Monday. Anybody on the line?
I'm on the line.
I know you're on the line. Oh, you got a Mad or Glad?
I do, actually. I have a Mad.
All right.
I was doing paperwork today, and I couldn't see what I was doing at all. Not, you know. So right now I've got to wait for my husband, who's trying to get a job, and then it really hurts because he runs slow, and I run slow, and we're starting to do the paperwork for recertification again. Every year they want recertification that you're disabled. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like they don't believe you.
Correct.
Is what that's about.
Yeah.
You know, they don't believe that you're disabled.
Well, when they come to the door,
the truth or whatever, huh?
Yeah. You could go, you know, they should just have, you know, somebody that they meet, and just a really small application, and you just put your doctor signs it, puts a little information on it, and you're done. Not a lot of information
that you need. That's the agencies don't operate for us. They operate for themselves. They operate so that the government will give them the money.
Right.
See? If they don't operate in a certain way, they can't get their money. So they use us for that.
Correct.
They make us answer all these questions because the government won't give them the money if the questions are not answered.
Correct.
See how that works?
Oh, yeah.
The law needs to be changed.
It sure is.
This person is disabled. They're still disabled. They were disabled last year. They're still disabled. Same thing. No,
correct.
Nothing has changed. Simple, few simple words from a doctor.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know? But they use us in every way, you know. They did the same damn thing to Michelle, only it's worse. They killed her dog.
Yeah.
But they used her.
That's
they used her to raise $50,000 to $100,000.
Yeah.
School kept the money.
That's terrible.
So that's how the system works. The whole system is cut out like that.
Yeah.
It all works the same way.
Yeah.
Now, InterSight helped to make a little breakthrough when the, you know, seniors are getting some benefits. But remember, I don't know how much that program is protected by law.
Right.
Because how many times does the government put something up for a year and now they're going to cut off the little bit that they gave you to pay your phone bill?
Oh, God, yeah.
Lifeline, whatever the hell it's called. They're going to cut that off at the end of April, I heard.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's because the law is not strong.
Mm-hmm.
There's no enforcement of the law. You know, what they should do here again is the government should only have to pay half. Designate the agencies to raise the other half. They need excuses to raise money.
Yeah.
See, instead of cutting people off, make it so that the agencies have to raise money to help the person and let the government put up their half. That would save money.
Yes, it would.
So the whole system is set up to bring us into failure with the end result. If you don't like it, go into a nursing home.
That's
correct. That's even worse.
Yes, it is.
You know, that's worse. Then they take everything from you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, people should not have to go through that.
Right.
You know? You're disabled, you're blind, you've been that way all your life.
Mm-hmm.
You get a document from a doctor, yes, so-and-so is still blind. That should be enough.
Correct.
Not all these damn questions about... See, they're afraid that we might have a little something extra. You see where that comes from?
Yeah.
If they would get rid of this stupid law where people have a right to make whatever they want, as long as they pay the taxes on it, you wouldn't have this problem.
Correct.
Well, that's the situation.
Yeah.
That we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And we're the only people that I know of on this planet are the disabled. We're the only ones that have to deal with this kind of a situation. Nobody else. All people come here from foreign countries. They can't even speak English. All they got to do is learn English, and they've got everything there for them, right in front of them. You know, what can we learn that would put everything there for us? See? Why don't we have that benefit? Everything is available. They brag about all this technology crap.
Mm-hmm.
How come we can't learn and everything there for us?
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way.
Nope.
You know? So, that's why Inner Sight is here, and that's why we're number one, because we let people know these things, and we're trying, world, to serve our country. That's what Inner Sight is about. We're trying to serve the country in such a way that we reduce the deficit and the taxes, the money that people are wasting, and allow millions of us who can to work and pay taxes. See? Well, the 4 million people in the nursing homes, they can't work. Not
nope.
Because they're not capable. A lot of them probably are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't work and they're in the nursing home.
Cancel that.
Look at all the tax money that would bring to the
yeah.
government. Well, that's what we're dealing with.
Yes.
And that's how it's been set up. It's not our fault.
No.
We didn't do it this way. All right. Inner Sight, Matt are glad Monday night. And I heard that on the news that Mr. Trump's social media company lost some money.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Poor guy. Maybe we ought to set up a GoFundMe for him.
Yeah.
You know, everybody out there now, wait a minute. Wait, just a minute now. Everybody out there, you want to help Mr. Trump? His company lost some money. I mean, come on. I wish I had the money that he lost. Boy, could we make a lot of noise with Inner Sight.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, and we are planning a day for justice for Milton and Michelle to take
mm-hmm.
place in July. We have to work out all the details, but I can tell you that Ira Tucker Jr. is the PR guy on it, and it's going to be a great, great event. We're inviting people to come with their dogs. We're looking at 1,000 to 1,500 people.
Wow.
So we'll give you more as we get the details. And it's going to be right in front of the guide dog school.
I love it.
In Smithtown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right on the on the street there. All right. So that's for July. And I believe Milton's death occurred very close to the anniversary of the American Disability Act. So that's got to help. That's a big plus.
Yeah.
We will never let the world forget what happened to Milton. We've been talking about this for years. We've been saying the schools should be licensed, regulated, you know, the more safety measures should be incorporated. Many people who work for these schools are the wrong people in the job. I mean, that's got to be the death of Milton is to me and to many of us the proof of that. How could you not give Michelle another guide dog after what you did? You know. So we are going to do everything we can to mourn Milton, to let the world know that we certainly do not approve of the way they operate.
Of course.
All right, Inner Sight. I want to say hello to Susie Q in Montana, our new Inner Sight chapter president. Welcome aboard. And let's see, Massachusetts, our up-and-coming chapter president, Brandy, multiply disabled, welcome aboard. Pepper is doing better. She's getting some of her eyesight back.
Oh, great.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
And prayers for darling Pepper and everybody else ailing. So we're very happy that some good results. It sounds like she found one of the better doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe my dog had something to do with it because she's an angel.
Aww.
She's watching over Pepper. And her dog is an angel, too.
That's
her dog, Oscar. So hoping to start Inner Sight Texas. I want to thank my daughter Mary, who wants to do it. And we're going to register as soon as possible. And I also would like to register in Illinois. So we're getting out there. We're moving up. Getting around and reaching out to help people and to put the word out. You know, don't let anybody push you into a nursing home. Call Inner Sight.
Yep.
And once again, I wanna remind people, if you're in a nursing home and you're struggling and you're trying to get out, no matter what else you've done, call us on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised at the power that gives you.
Mm.
All right? We've seen it happen. So call us from the nursing home or have your relative call us or your advocate or whoever. The number here is usually 213-816-1650, that's the regular call-in number. Sometimes we have a different number, but we want to do everything we can to encourage people to get out of the nursing home and being on the radio all over the world helps. The nursing home doesn't want that. Well, that's too damn bad. You know, we're giving people that opportunity if they'd like to call in and talk about what's going on in those places. They don't want you there when you call in on a radio show. And that works because you don't want to be there. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. I think I went over it. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night, we need a theme for Wednesday night. Nursing homes. Nursing homes embarrass people.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yes.
They really do. It's very embarrassing to have to lie there and you can't get up. You know, a lot of people can't literally get up to
use the
bathroom, you know. It's very embarrassing.
Sure is.
You know, if the home health aide was there, that person would have an easier time getting up or an easier time, you know, taking care of whatever they have to do. So we don't want people, that's a good subtitle. Inner Sight doesn't want people embarrassed in nursing homes. We'll shorten it, but that's a good idea for a show. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's embarrassing to have somebody take all your money. It's embarrassing to have somebody take your apartment away or your home. All that stuff is embarrassing.
Yes.
That's how they treat people.
Yep.
Well, maybe that'll be the theme Wednesday night.
Yep.
Nursing homes embarrass their residents.
Yeah.
It's so damn true.
It is.
You know? And we'll dwell on that and talk about it Wednesday night. Okay. Can you write that down?
I'm trying to right now.
Nursing homes embarrass
disabled?
Their residents.
Okay, nursing homes embarrass their residents?
That's all.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight, Matt of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. If you've been embarrassed in a nursing home, give us a call. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And we'll talk about, Wednesday night, we'll talk about the ways that embarrassment can be minimized and dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, that's Wednesday night. Thursday night, we'll have a subject. Friday night, we're going to do the funnies, and we're still trying to find Jimmy Dinigan. If anybody knows the whereabouts of Jimmy Dinigan, please notify Inner Sight immediately. Inner Sight 1620 @gmail.com. And there's still a... Oh, by the way... somebody heard us looking for Jimmy, and they said $5 is not enough for an award, for a reward. Make it $6. All right, so we made it $6. The person said they'll put up the dollar.
That's cool.
$6 for any information leading to the finding of... Jimmy Dinigan. Now let me describe what Jimmy looks like, because some of you may not be aware, right?
Correct.
Jimmy is a little skinny runt guy. You cut that. He's a little runt, skinny. He has no ass. I mean, he's a skinny. And his legs are very skinny. And he walks with a limp, bent over.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, you can't help it, you know. He's albino. He's got white hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't see good.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if you see a guy with white hair, bent over, skinny, you know, talking weird, call it in. Send an email to Inner Sight or call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And if the information pans out, we'll send you the $6, but you got to pay the postage. We don't pay postage. All right. 856 New York, Inner Sight, and we don't have a clock on this show. A little warning. It went off before.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to thank everybody for listening. All our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, iSlip Cleaners, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank you for helping Inner Sight. James Bahamundi, attorney. 516-783-9662, a civil rights lawyer. And by the way, you don't have to pay him. He gets paid through the court, so you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662, civil rights attorney, if you feel you've been violated. All right, this has been Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. We'll be with you tomorrow night as open mic. And hopefully we'll have our timer back on tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
The right word.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And can you find me a listener number?
Listener number?
Yeah.
Not right now, because my hands are shaking very badly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't have it out? You don't have it up on the top of the
I could try.
Screen?
I'll leave it to put it. No, I don't. I had
Maybe you thought
help.
It was showing up there. All right,
not
I know
yet.
I'll estimate 123,700, I'm going to say.
It's close, but it's like a couple of numbers off.
Well, I don't know. You said you can't see it.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard for me. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll try to bring in that tomorrow night.
Hmm.
Thank you so much. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, and goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.